All right. Sorry, we're a couple minutes late, everyone, but it's my fault. It's entirely 100% my fault.
This is Mayor Jandon Bronson from Chicago. Just letting you guys know that I only dyed one part of my goatee. And the reason my goatee is black and white is because intersectionality. That's what we call it. It's the intersectionality cut. Okay.
I wonder who's worse, Jandon Bronson or Jake Monston?
Start the show. Just go ahead and start the show. All right.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Colorado Show, the most serious show in the Centennial State.
Ah, that's a lie.
No, it is. It is a lie. It's just the way it goes, though. You know, we treat the news here with the level of respect it deserves. And in case it wasn't clear, Jake Monston is obviously Mike Johnston, the cartoon character mayor of the city and county of city of Denver, who's just an absolute disaster. I'm more familiar with his work than I am with Brandon Johnson of Chicago's work.
Brandon Johnson is the antichrist of black people.
Really? That guy?
What? Hell yeah.
I feel like there's got to be better options than that guy.
Look, there's a YouTuber. I forgot it. Is it Nick Shirley? He went to Chicago to talk to gang members, right? Dude was toting around big old pipes, right? I'm talking like guns made for war. And these dudes is just walking around the neighborhood like it's nothing. But one dude said a couple blocks over is where Brandon Johnson lives. I'm like, what? Like, holy shit.
Oh, interesting.
Y'all running around here with artillery like this, and he's only a couple blocks over? Oh, let me guess. He has security in front of his house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Love to see it. Well, we're going to talk about the crime and kind of some of the big stories happening in other states and then how they relate to our absolute communist cesspool here in Colorado. But before we do that, we're going to hear from a couple of our sponsors of today's show. We will be right back.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Ira Bashotsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM. And he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
I'm David Cross. And you may know me from my election integrity work. But I also own U.S. Asset Management, a family-owned and operated investment advisory practice. I'm a certified portfolio manager, and my job is to help you make better decisions with your money. One of the things we try to avoid is investing in companies that push the woke agenda. If you're invested with one of the big firms out there, there's a pretty good chance that you're feeding the beast that hates your values. Our company is 100% conservative, and we'd love to have an opportunity to work with you. Check us out at us-am.com and look for our big, proud American Eagle logo.
Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
And we are back. Well, two-thirds of us are back. And she might be rebooting or something. So we'll bring back Miss Karen Kennedy. So let's start with Chicago, since you decided to debut your new persona today at Chicago's Moron. Now, I think if you do at Vaccine Waters, it'll still pop up as you, but it'll say Chicago's Moron.
I don't think it will.
You just have to go change in your handle.
I'm Mayor Jen and Bronson. It will not. Oh, Karen's back. Okay. All right.
Karen needs a V8.
Karen, we need to get you like a better camera.
No, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you.
All right.
Oh, good.
He's back, folks.
It's probably gonna screw up.
You know they have broadcast cameras for your phone, for your car, right? You just plug it into the cigarette lighter.
Do they still make cigarette lighters in cars? I don't think
they do.
They do.
Or you can use your USB.
America's healing.
Oh, yeah, there is. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. I think you're doing all right. Yeah, we can hear you. You look gorgeous. We can see you. And
thank you, darling.
Everything is
thank you, darling.
So we saw the was it National Guard flooding Chicago this week?
Ice.
Right.
Ice.
Yeah. So Jandon Bronson is probably having a meltdown right now. The Chicago's big head mayor. And I would say that JB Pritzker is probably losing his mind too. My thing is this, I'm still trying to understand like where these people that are protesting are coming from. Like it's thousands of them, but if you go on TikTok, they like, yo, Trump, bring him in. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing but black folks. Like, yeah, we need some help down here. It's a war zone. So I'm trying. The disconnect is crazy to me.
Yeah, this is so it's happening in Chicago. It's happening in LA. It's been happening in LA for a little bit of time, but there was a court decision that enabled Trump to continue. I think they sent it back down to the lower courts, but removed the stay so Trump can continue cleaning up crime in LA. We saw the cleanup of Washington, D.C. happen in record time with, again, like Darren, you're saying, the residents like, I don't like Trump, but man, this is nice. We can walk around at night, and not worry about getting stabbed. Not the case in Charlotte, which we're going to talk about shortly, but you wonder how long it's going to take until we can get some crime cleanup here in Colorado, because it's not going to happen without the feds. The Colorado executive and city leadership, certainly in city and county of Denver, they like the crime. They want the crime. I mean, they haven't said that, but their policies certainly are enabling the crime landscape. And we're going to get into some funny stories about our cartoon character leadership of this state here, specifically with regards to crime. But we're seeing this happen all over the country, and that's very encouraging. It does raise questions about states' rights and the federal government. But I would argue that these states like Colorado and Illinois and California are in open rebellion against the U.S. Constitution. And that brings forward a different set of rules.
Indeed, it does.
I would say that I saw a very interesting interview with Charleston White and Anton Daniels. And Charleston White, regardless, is, for some of you that don't know who Charleston White is, he's an internet personality, but he also has no problem snitching on people. So he lets, that's his thing. Like, he just loves telling on folks. He's like, you put your hands on me, I'm just calling the cops. Like, yeah, he does this all day. Now, he was talking, he used to work in local government in Texas. He was an advocate for youth programs and things like that. And he gave a breakdown as to these nonprofits and why the crime is so profitable, right? So he talked about, he's like, he got excited too when it was brought up. He's like, oh, this is my area of expertise. So he talks about all the money that gets funneled to these NGOs and nonprofits with the we're gonna stop crime agenda, and it never happened. Like, think about it. These things have been around for what, 3-4 decades by now? Like for the youth programs for the black community and crime stopping and all that, like, it ain't nothing changed. So it's like, so all this money keeps getting funneled to these people, like, for what?
The only person who seems to be doing anything is where it's visible is King Randall. If you've seen any of his posts on X, he is teaching young young black youth males basic skills to be able to help their mom at home, because most of these kids do not have a father in the home. And he teaches them to be an auto mechanic, to farm, and to have basic food, dinner and social etiquette. And he talks about how the black community is called, is saying they're trying to be white, or he's teaching these kids to be white, or he's teaching them white supremacy skills. It, you know, it's the most ridiculous Stockholm syndrome, mass formation psychosis that exists. So he is the only one who is showing, instead of just talking out the side of his neck about what he's going to do, reelect me again for the 900th time, vaccine waters, and I'm going to fix up the community.
Yeah, it's like,
you ain't gonna do shit. You haven't done shit. You ain't never gonna do shit. And now this information is coming to light about these individuals who have been making money off these NGOs to just keep fighting crime, fighting crime, fighting crime, just like the vaccines, just like big pharma, just like big health. We're going to provide solutions, and we're going to reimagine health and reimagine crime and reimagine yo ass. We're going to reimagine everything, and we ain't never going to get none done. And you going to always need us. No, Trump is putting an end to all this. We don't need you. That's the whole damn point.
Yeah, that's just, you're going to always need us. You're going to always fund us, right? And if we solve the problem, if we make the community safe, then we're not going to be able to raise on the problem and campaign on the problem. And so we have to keep the problem going. And you can't understate the role that data plays in this scam, because they manipulate metrics, right? So crime metrics were, well, crime is down. Well, yeah, you changed the denominators and stopped reporting certain types of crime, right? Like it's not that our community is safer and less crime is happening. It's that you've changed how you're calculating the crime that's happening, so you can tell a different story. That's lying to the people, and it's lying about matters of public safety, which is particularly despicable. You know,
did you see Jared Polis last night?
You're jumping ahead. You're jumping ahead. You are definitely jumping ahead, because I want to tell this story.
Let's talk about that at some point.
We're going to talk about it right now. But we're going to go there next, because I want to this. So the story of Iriana on the Charlotte train being viciously, brutally slaughtered is an interesting one. And it's interesting to me how the story has been told to the public. So first, we got this part of the story, which shows the murderer with the dripping bloody
eye. Your audio started sounding weird.
Coming up over her, but it pauses, right? This is a couple days ago. Pauses so you don't see the attack and you see him with the bloody knife. We're all imagining what happened to her at this point, because we haven't been shown the video. We're kind of imagining this super vicious slaughter. And then the next day got a longer cut of the video. And then Alex Jones came out with, I think, a 7-minute version, a longer version.
Yep. It was the full Monty.
Why is it that, one, this footage and story was buried to begin with, but two, it's come out only through social media, right? It hasn't been the mainstream reporting on it. And then the full declassification of the video, right, the full release of what we were shown is given to Alex Jones. But this is the second cut that we got. And warning, this is very graphic.
Is it just me, or did it seem like he was crying before that?
It definitely sounded like he was saying something. And he's talking from prison. We're going to play that too.
Is it him or somebody else inside of him?
Yeah, he says they went at her, something like that. Either like schizophrenic or, demons could be.
Yeah, the devil made him do it.
I've seen some shit in my day, but I especially, you know, seeing shootouts, seeing stabbings, but I ain't, this right here is something different.
Dirty son of a bitch.
Yeah, I don't. Fuck him. This was harder to watch than probably any other carnage I've ever actually seen.
Yep.
Even the first cut, even the just the first cut of him coming up over her, not seeing the violence, and you know, the audience doesn't see the violence, and then you see him with the bloody dripping knife. That part fucked me up. Just watching that clip of the video, and then you see this, and you know, seeing people. It took a long time for Good Samaritans to do anything, which is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're in a very desensitized, non-empathetic society, so it's not terribly surprising. But yeah, I mean, react to that cut, and then we'll get to what he's saying in prison.
I think you go ahead, Karen. You go first.
The devil made me do it. I don't want to hear that bullshit. This poor girl came from Ukraine, supposedly a war zone, to in 2022, 2023 for what they always use the phrase, a better life. I have not seen any, I've seen some.
All right.
Did she? Her feed. I'm trying to find that video. Did her feed cut out?
Yeah, she vanished on it. All right. Okay. So the way I see it is this: like this, this is not that difficult of it. Okay. So I have some friends that have traveled a lot. I've traveled a lot, but I've been to other countries, and this type of thing doesn't. I'm talking about third world countries, and this type of stuff doesn't happen. That like it's not. You don't see this type of stuff normally, right?
Yeah.
I want to say there's punishment, there's harsh punishment for things like this, right? I think we've gotten soft as a country. This country has become like the short bus of like North America is the short bus of continents at this point. Like it's really retarded, and the things that should be common sense have just been totally ignored. There's islands off the coast of the U.S. in every direction, right? I think we need to build the biggest facility in the world for the mentally ill, and the violent, right? Petty theft or whatever, you know, with no violent element. Okay, whatever. You guys can stay in a regular jail, but I'm talking like violent criminals. Like they need to be in a mega prison. I'm talking like what was the movie with Sylvester Stallone and 50 Cent? They need a prison like that. You know
about Alcatraz?
Like, Alcatraz ain't big enough. Alcatraz is a good one. It's a good one.
What about alligator Alcatraz?
You keep them there too, but that's for migrants. You got to keep that.
We got to keep them segregated.
Yeah, I mean them too. This like these people are demons. Like straight up demons. Like, and we gotta.
That's a solid segue.
We gotta walk around these motherfuckers every day. Like you don't know who is like, who you're walking past in Publix.
Yeah. Well, I don't get to walk in Publix because I live in Colorado.
Yeah, you don't know if they want to eat cereal or humans.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Both are equally plausible.
You know, like fruity fingers instead of Fruit Loops, it's Fruit Fingers. Like, what are we doing here?
So these people are demons is a great segue to this guy's interview in custody. Check this out.
Something in your body did what?
The material, put it like this, the material used in my body to stab me. Like
the material they used in my body stabbed the lady.
And so she just got stabbed.
Yeah, you know that's not me. I'm talking about just for no reason. But since they did that, now they got to investigate the material my body is exposed to. Since they want to do all that, now they got to investigate.
It's funny because she's from the Ukraine. She's from Russia. And, you know, they got a war. They had a war going on against the United States. So
yeah, I know.
Who is this interviewing him?
I don't know. Let's see if it says on the post here. For years, loved ones struggled to find Brown the care he needed. Family members said Brown had been diagnosed with schizophrenia and suffered hallucinations, paranoia. His sister said, she said her brother told her multiple times the government implanted a chip in him. I knew he was battling something, but I wanted to know what it was. What interview this is or who is speaking.
The judge that let him out after him being diagnosed with this is like, you gotta, like, here's the problem, man. Like, there's no accountability, and this shit is annoying. Like, these judges need to be in a cell right next to his. Matter of fact, put them on the bottom bunk with him.
I do think it's specifically in this case, in the case of Stokes. Karen, I'm just going to mute you for 1 second, and then I'll take you off so you can speak. In the case of Stokes, we're talking 14 times, and he was, and these are violent crimes, right? There's at least a couple that have been mentioned that were violent, and she let him out because he was incompetent to stand trial, but he was competent.
He's competent enough to be back out of
right now. Here's the thing: is that, like, I have some experience with people with schizophrenia. It is a horrible disease. It is a disease that makes you. It's like you're in a constant state of gaslight, and there's always somebody out to get them. It's coordinated, and it's horrible. And there's not really great treatment for it. In my experience, the person that was suffering from this horrible disease ended up taking their own life, and they ended up taking their own life the morning after they were desperately begging for help from a mental health facility. And because it was all, you know, government run and underfunded, et cetera, they couldn't see him for months, and he ended up later that day taking his own life. And the resources available, it's not that we don't fund mental health in Colorado or in any state or federally. We certainly do. And there's a whole bunch of NGOs and NGO runners that are getting rich, while people with mental health issues that the people that provide the funding, right, us, and through the vehicle of our legislatures, when you vote for that or advocate for it or support it, you believe that money, that those resources are going to help mentally ill people. And that's not the case for the most part. It goes to studies and NGO infrastructure and helping people, you know, a whole bunch of NGOs to help people find mental health resources. And we're going to do a study to determine root causes of blah, blah, blah. All that funding is not going to help people with schizophrenia. And our justice system, we'll get into why this is in a second here in Colorado, our justice system is has prevented. So A, they can't get the help they need in any meaningful way. And B, they can't be held accountable for their crimes because they're not mentally competent to be held to stand trial. And so what does that mean? It means that in, you know, blue cities, and certainly here in Colorado, that we have to let monsters walk among us because it's too mean to take them off the streets.
When I hear the term root causes, all I hear is grift.
All you hear is what?
Grift. When I hear that word, when I hear them say root causes, I already know it's a grift.
Like, is that because, like, of Kamala?
It's either a grift or a dodge. Like, look at Kamala. Well, I'm going to Guatemala to find out the root causes of mass migration. Yeah. And you ain't find out shit, bitch.
Border czar.
Yeah, you goofy ass.
All right, I'm going to take Karen off mute. Oh, wait, no, I can't because Karen muted herself.
Why would you say? Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you censor yourself?
Yeah, how dare you?
There was a truck going by. I didn't want the noise. But there's so many moving parts to this. Colorado is certainly at the forefront of these issues, given that Denver was named in the top 10, number 10 of the most violent cities in the country. And that was just recently. But these individuals still parade around running for higher office, including Jared Polish Schultz, whatever his name is this week. And he is trying to seed himself in the American consciousness as somebody who's a viable candidate for president of the United States. That's the yeah, only okay. reason that he responded to Elon the way that he did, because we send him shit all the time. He never responds on the governor website or the governor profile or the other one. But as soon as Elon exposes him and puts him on Front Street, he's, this is abhorrent. This is
we're gonna get there in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we have it. We'll show it in a second. I want to finish this because Karen's done. Yeah.
Yeah. This is Irina Zarutska came here for a better life, as I was saying, and you know, you wonder at this point, would she have lived if she would have just stayed in Ukraine? Where are the politicians who stomped the yard for Ukraine, who stomped the Congress, the floors of Congress and the floors of the Senate, waving Ukrainian flags? I haven't seen anything.
That was the whole Democrat Party, wasn't it?
It was Diana DeGette from Colorado District. Yep. I don't remember.
One.
Thank you. That bought those flags.
What?
Of course she did. She's another loser.
And it wasn't just Democrats. Republicans were waving that shit.
That's right.
Too.
That's all of them. And several times, my God, they had freaking Napoleon Zelensky on the floor as the presiding guest on our floor in our house. That greedy little bastard over here. So this crime, this is not just unacceptable, but see, these politicians are surrounded by armed security, so they don't care what happens to us.
Well, speaking of, did you hear, Karen, if you haven't done this yet, you should do a video on it. Kamala Harris lost her Secret Service protection, right? She lost it at 6 months. All vice presidents lose it at 6 months. And Biden did a extension on it before he left office. And Trump nullified the extension, so she lost her Secret Service. So then she was going to like state police, and state police was providing security service for her. And I saw yesterday, I don't know if it happened yesterday, but I saw the article yesterday that state police has now cut her security detail as well. So Kamala Harris is going to have to pay for private security, it seems.
She should.
She stole $2 billion.
Yeah,
where's the freaking money?
Where the bread at?
Where's the money? You sanctimonious Hindu whores. How dare you take my tax money to pay for your sorry ass? Nobody cares about Kamala Harris and her book tour. She ain't gonna sell no damn books. Ain't nobody with a functioning brain buying that shit.
Oh, what you're saying is Jasmine Crockett's gonna read it.
Can she read? I thought she seems rather illiterate to me.
Yeah,
Crockett is playing a role. How is it 100%. That just a few short years ago she was there?
Oh,
but now she seems to be, you know, she got dropped off in South Central LA some damn where for a year. And now, hey, Shaquisha.
Didn't she go to private school?
Yeah, she went to private school.
Benny Johnson did probably one of the best exposés on Jasmine Crockett I have ever seen.
Like, she grew up privileged. How long is She's it? Black privilege. She wasn't poor. Never. Not once.
Like her total education was over at least $1.5 million.
All right. We can circle back to Jasmine and her eyelashes. But no,
we don't have to do that. Mm-mm.
No? No. We're going to start this from the beginning again, because I really want to talk about what this guy is. Whenever I speak, Karen, there's feedback. That's why I'm muting you. It's not because I want to like limit your speech or something.
You want to censor her.
Just in case. So I want to play this from the beginning. Listen to what this guy says, and then I want to ask you guys kind of a conspiratorial question.
Body did what?
The material, put it like this, the material using my body to stab the lady.
And so she just got stabbed.
Yeah. You know, that's not me. I'm talking about just for no reason. But since they did that, now they got to investigate the material my body is supposed to. Since they want to do all that, now they got to investigate.
It's funny because she's from the Ukraine. She's from Russia. And, you know, they got a war. They had a war going on against the United States. So I'm just trying to understand, out of all people, why her?
I don't have nothing. They just lashed out on her. That's what happened. They lashed out on her.
Whoever was working the material just lashed out on her, Iriana. That's interesting. Did you guys ever see the Jason Bourne movies?
A couple of them. And then they just got redundant after a while.
Yeah, but the premise, right? They all had a chip. Mm-hmm. And they all had the mind control ability to be activated, right? They were able to live, you know, kind of off grid, dormant until they were activated. And then, you know, he said, whoever was working the material lashed out at her. That's an interesting statement. Now, this guy could just be schizophrenic, crazy person. That's certainly what the regime wants us to believe. Is that this is just a random attack of violence by a crazy person, and it's unfortunate, but we shouldn't demonize all crazy people because that would be mean and not empathetic or whatever. I think we should investigate whether or not this guy has some sort of material in his body that can activate him and allow him to murder people randomly with, you know, outside of his control, because there's a lot of predictive programming and a lot of declassified documents that point to those capabilities being in existence. And, you know, he deserves due process, right? We watched him murder this woman on camera, but he deserves due process. And his, you know, if his affirmative defense is by reason of I was part of a government program and they actually murdered her through my body, I think that that's something that should be investigated. The one final thing that I'll say on that is my good friend and co-host Brian Lupo, CanCon, talked about how the cuts were made on her. So you see him, he unfolds his knife and he jumps up and he stabs her. But the manner in which he stabs her, he appears to stab her under her armpits, which hits at a specific artery in which she would bleed out very quickly. And while this is being positioned as crazy person on train lashes out at woman and she dies, the cuts that he very quickly made were lethal. And it, you know, could be a targeted hit. I don't know, man. I don't have any inside information. I think the story of how this has been rolled out is very strange. I think the, you know, little pieces of the story with little cuts of the video to go with it, and then you come out, you know, you get the whole video released by Alex Jones. That's strange. The fact that the media is actively combating covering this and claiming that we're racist.
Was he the first one?
He was the first one, as far as I know. That's where I was doing other stuff yesterday, and everybody kept sending it to me, and that it was Alex Jones that had the full video. If somebody else released it first, I'm sorry, I didn't see that or hear that. As far as I know, Alex Jones was the first.
Yeah.
Was this dude prior military or something? Are they just grabbing fools off the street and experimenting on them? I mean, where would he get an idea like this? When you see, they're trying to focus too much on, you know, the mental health, which is certainly something that must be considered in this case and in the case of many others, but don't take away from the fact that he had been released 14 times prior for violent crimes by an individual. This female, now we're finding out that she was not even a magistrate. She wasn't even a real judge. She did not even have a real law degree. She was just appointed under a DEI program. The tentacles are so vast that this dude, end of story, you murdered somebody. I don't care about the demons running through your body, bitch. You're not getting out of prison. You murdered this girl in cold blood. We all see it. And Whoopi Goldberg is telling you to forget about the fucking story. You know there's a problem when that ugly wench is telling you, don't think about it, forget about it. It's mental health. No, yeah. Bitch. That was cold-blooded murder. This girl was murdered, 23 years old. She's in a pizza uniform. She's working at a pizza joint. She's not a CIA plant. Well, let me, I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. And we don't know what his backstory is.
Who knows?
And if you watch the video before he got up, you see him like kind of hunched over in towards the window. Talking. He looked like he was going through something like sorrowful. Like
there was, did you see an argument. Commentary
it looked like
that?
He was talking. Yeah, it looked like he was talking. He was and crying.
An argument with the voices in his head. That's what he said.
Something about I got that white. B, I got that white.
That was after he walked away, right? Afterwards, yeah. He says, "I got that white bitch or that white lady." I think he might have said. But he was
mumbling before he did.
Beforehand,
that.
Yeah, it's looks like he's arguing with the voices in his head. So there's multiple angles to this, and we will get to the Colorado piece of it here in just a second. But to the point of like how this is being covered, this video really made me mad. And that means it's probably good for the show. So
Hold on. Is that Brian Stelter, the Idaho potato?
It is.
Yeah, get that goofy ass motherfucker off the screen.
It's important to listen to what he says, though. So he starts out with, listen, most murders don't actually make national news. The way he describes what happened with this story is very telling. So listen carefully.
This one's garnered attention for a couple of reasons. Number one, first and foremost, most murders in the U.S. never become national news. This one's garnered attention for a couple of reasons. Number one, first and foremost, the recent release of that gruesome video. Second, the energy from pro-Trump activists. They picked up on this video from local news and ran with it. It's a little bit like the times when civil rights groups have raised attention about police-involved shootings. In this case, it is Trump-aligned influencers who are posting up a storm about this case on...
The difference, the key distinction between those two types of things. So Trump-aligned influencers have picked this story up from local news and are running with it. It's a little bit like police-involved shootings when, civil rights, not left, what he meant to say was leftist, but civil rights activists pick up a story. The key difference there is that when leftist civil rights, quote unquote, activists go hard in the paint on a story like George Floyd or Charlottesville or whatever, the media is right there with them. The media is covering every single fucking sentence of it, every second of anything they can get out of it, any angle they can do on the story. It's wall-to-wall coverage. And in this instance, and he doubles down on this in a second, in this instance, he's lamenting the fact that Trump-aligned influencers and, far-right MAGA Republicans picked this story up from local news. He's effectively saying, we tried to bury this. And MAGA's making it a thing again.
Yeah. Breaking news, there were shots fired at a Charlie Kirk event at a university in Utah.
Oh, shit. Grab a link for that if you have it, or point me towards it. And I'll, tell me the handle in the private chat or something and I'll pull it up. Let's play the rest of this.
This just happened?
Daily Mail.
All right, I got it. I'll find it.
On social media. Really, over the weekend, Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump-aligned figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol.
Did Brian Stelter effectively call for violence against Charlie Kirk? I think he might have just.
Of big city crime. We heard President Trump asked about it yesterday when he was heading home from New York City. He didn't seem to know much about it. He said he would get briefed. And then today, Trump did know all about it. That's exactly what has happened here. This story has trickled up from local news to social media. And now to the president's
attention, just said, everyone,
and it's being used,
stop.
As you said, Brianna, as
hold
a political
on.
Symbol with MAGA.
Hold on, Candace Owens.
The media
said,
calling for
stop
more forceful punishments
and
more incarceration.
Kirk.
I have to say, some of the replies to Musk, some of the comments around this story are baldly racist, fear of African Americans because this man attacked a white woman.
Yo, he was shot. What? Charlie Kirk was shot.
Charlie Kirk was shot.
It says here, Charlie Kirk was just shot at the UVU event in Utah.
Oh, okay.
I'm praying. I'm praying under my breath. Candace
Owens just said pray for him.
Well, let's pray out loud. Father God, we ask that you would just send your presence and be with the people at this event, at this school, be with the students, be with the law enforcement, that you would be with Charlie Kirk's team, that whatever is happening in this, you know, fog of chaos after something is being announced, we ask that you would be present and in control. We lift up Charlie Kirk for you. If he was shot, or if anybody was shot at the event, Father God, we ask that you would heal them and that justice will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I don't know.
Karen, say that again, because I was your feedback, and so I muted you.
Oh, just in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Quick justice in the name of Jesus. We bind all evil from this event and from other events moving forward. We bind this evil at this time in the name of Jesus. We bind their hands and their feet and their evil intentions, and we loosen the power of God, the presence of God, the protection, according to Psalm 91. Bless and protect Charlie Kirk and his family. We lift them in prayer right now, Lord Jesus, and we pray that thy will is done on earth as it is already done in heaven. In Amen. Jesus' name, we plead your blood, your presence, Lord, and your divine healing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. So we have a video.
Now they said he got shot in the neck.
Yeah, I see that in comments. Now it's important to remember we don't actually have any official information, but we do have a video here. So I think this is close as
they're
we can get.
They're not going to win.
They're what?
They're not going to win.
Karen, what'd you say?
They're not going to win. Go on. Unbelievable.
That was from Nick Sodor. I'm looking to see if there's anything else, you know, anything else sourced. But, you know, it's weird. Like that is kind of crazy that news came in just as we're listening to Brian Stelter say that Charlie Kirk is creating division and Charlie Kirk is making this story a thing. And Charlie Kirk is, you know, a MAGA influencer who's, you know, this is just a little sad local murder. Nobody should be talking about it, but Charlie Kirk is making them talk about it. And as we're telling that story, reportedly, we're being told right now, Charlie Kirk has been shot in the neck, potentially at an event. And details are very fluid and loose, so, you know, we don't have anything official yet.
A grain of salt for now.
Yeah. Why is it always them attacking us? When have we ever attacked them? When in the last 10 years, it is always them. They claim we are violent. We are the ones. These motherfuckers, Jasmine Crockett, Eric Swalwell, these bastards are relitigating January 6th. There was no violence from us. We were the ones attacked. It's always them. They are the violent ones. I am not going to let them continue with this bullshit gaslighting, calling us violent. They're always, 100% of the time, attacking us. Always. Deadass. Yes.
There is a post from Real Development CFA says Charlie Kirk was just shot at the UVU event in Utah. I am there praying for him. So that's something closer to a firsthand account. Interestingly, Charlie Kirk yesterday posted, quote, "The left accuses conservatives of racializing the death of Irina Zarutska, while literally making sure to capitalize the word black while not capitalizing the other inferior color of white. They are a pack of liars who have racialized quite literally everything in America since at least 2014, but really long before that. They're not mad we're talking about race. They're just mad their white guilt spell is no longer working enough." And he posted that at 6:20 p.m. yesterday, and today reportedly has been shot.
Unreal. White liberals are the worst. I just made a video about that. They are the fucking worst. They're the worst. They are causing this. Stop using black people for your bullshit. You want to feel guilty, you feel guilty somewhere else. We don't need it. We don't feel guilty.
But Karen, they're losing the ability to do that every day, and that's exactly why they're importing their new constituents. See what I'm saying?
And Trump is cutting that off too.
Yeah, so now it's like, and then you have people sitting up here telling black folks, nah, everything's fine on the south side of Chicago. We don't care if a little 4-year-old girl.
I'm from the south side of Chicago. No,
we don't care if a little 4-year-old girl gets clipped in the head. Like, it's okay. It's all safe. Yeah. It's safe. Okay.
It's fine. It's totally fine. So another. It's fine. It's fine.
No, we don't live near you, but everything's okay. Like, we live in our garden gated community, but you're fine. You're fine. Okay.
Yeah, so another just, you know, detail that I think is interesting is that yesterday Charlie Kirk and Van Jones got into a little bit of a Twitter battle, and Kirk was responding to this from Van Jones.
Hurt people hurt people. What happened was horrible, but it becomes an opportunity for people to jump on bandwagons, and then someone like Charlie Kirk, he should be ashamed of himself. No one mentioned the word race, white, black, or anything except him. What people mention is the horror of what happened to this young woman.
So if you're keeping track, Van Jones in my ear. Get out there and cry. Yesterday, Brian Stelter and Van Jones, we've just watched both of those clips, called out Charlie Kirk saying that he needs to be ashamed of himself for talking about the murder of this Ukrainian girl on the train, and today reportedly he was shot. There is another firsthand account, and these are, you know, anonymous accounts on the internet, so it is, you know, it is what it is. We're just reporting it as we see it because this literally just happened 22 minutes ago. Charlie Kirk posted on socials, Utah is fired up, we're at this event, with some pictures and stuff, and now we're being told that he was shot. And there's other people out saying they were there, this happened right in front of me, I've seen it. So, you know, this is obviously a moving situation. It's a breaking news story, and details will be muddy and foggy during this period. And unfortunately, there are people that will try to pounce on it and say, oh, I was there, this didn't happen, this did happen, all that kind of stuff. We see it every time. So the 72-hour rule is made for this, right? It's the reason that we have 72-hour rule, but really horrible. And prayers up for Charlie Kirk and for anyone else that was impacted by another act of senseless fucking violence.
I mean, look, it amazes me the restraint that the party with the most guns has when it comes to shit like this.
You preaching right now.
And Karen, to your point though, when you said like when do we ever attack them? We never attack them. Well, the only example that they can point to, and the one that they always do, is the very deadly, super real violent insurrection, right? Oh my God, there was an insurrection and you guys overthrew the government. Let's pretend for a second that January 6th was an insurrection, and we have to pretend because that's a fucking lie. But let's pretend that January 6th was an insurrection. If January 6th was an insurrection, the acts were targeted towards the government, not towards the opposing political party's gathering of students, not towards schools and communities, not at political events, not at your political candidates' rally where they shot President Trump in the ear and Butler. The acts of violence being committed against other Americans go one way. And January 6th was not a violent insurrection. That's a whole bunch of bullshit. However, even if it was, that was directed at the government, not at your fellow man in your community. The left is the only one that does that shit. And some folks are saying that MTG posted a video, so I'm looking for that.
One day, January 6th was one day. George Floyd riots lasted a year during a worldwide pandemic, by the way.
Alleged pandemic.
Spare me. Well, I don't want to hear that bullshit. They are the violent ones. They have the trans violence. They are the ones who commit the crimes of violence. They're the ones who have their crazy, retarded, crank far leftist, white liberal females throwing hot coffee in your face. It's always, 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 without fail, them. And I will not let them forget it. It's always them. Always,
okay,
they are always the violent ones.
Always. And, you know, there's a solid case to be made. There's a solid case to be made that the people in the crowd now. On January 6th causing violence were from that same crowd.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm pulling it in.
Well, tear gas.
So Marjorie, this is, you know, yeah. This, so this is a, you know, sitting congresswoman. So holds a little bit more weight than an anonymous account on the internet. Marjorie Taylor Greene has posted Charlie Kirk has been shot with this video.
Oh my God.
Go run, run.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sick motherfuckers. It's always them. I don't want to hear nothing else from the left. I don't want to hear shit else from you. Do not justify this. Do not justify it saying that somehow Charlie Kirk invited it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Fuck you all. It's always them. Always them. You own this, Democrats. You own this.
So just to reiterate, yesterday the mouthpieces for the regime, mainstream media mouthpieces, were saying Charlie Kirk should be ashamed of him. He's the problem. He's the reason that we're super divided, is people like Charlie Kirk. And today Charlie Kirk was shot. That's it. That remember when they said that President Trump incited January 6th with coded dog whistles of peaceful and patriotic? That was
right. Like that makes sense.
Yeah, that was the standard that for incitement to violence. And I think that's bullshit, obviously. But that was the standard for incitement to violence when Joe Biden was in office and when they were targeting President Trump. It's very clear that based on that standard, at least Brian Stelter and Van Jones incited violence against Charlie Kirk yesterday.
They know he's effective.
What is the reason to shoot Charlie Kirk? Like he goes to colleges and talks to students. Like
he's
like,
effective.
I get the size of that
crowd of young people.
No. Get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I totally understand the impact of Charlie Kirk, right? But you gotta understand, it ain't just the Charlie Kirks of the world. Like if that's the case, you gotta get rid of Myron Gaines. You gotta get rid of all these people. You gotta get rid of the Andrew Wilson. You got to get rid of Tate. At this point, there's no going back for Gen Z men. Like you kiss that game goodbye. That voter block is gone for them. It's over. Like, except for like, you know, the Harry Sissons of the world. But but for the most part, you can kiss that game goodbye. Like, if, you know, I say that these individuals wouldn't be as effective as they are if these Gen Z, you know, men and some of the, I guess you could say conservative leaning women, if these people wouldn't be as effective if they got what they wanted out of America.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? But you screwed them. So now they're forced to wonder, like, it's kind of like red pill content, right? People like to demonize red pill content, and they like, oh, this is bad. This is bad for men and all that stuff. But
I don't want to watch it again. And thanks to Deb Hurst for sharing the video, that's why we saw it. But I think that's interesting if this is true. Do you guys want to watch it again and see if that's true?
No.
Okay, I'll do it after the show then.
My thing is this, people demonize red pill content, but truth be told, why do men actually find it? I could tell you why. Because something happened in their life of romance or lack thereof, and they're wondering how this happened and where did I go wrong, right? People look to people like Charlie Kirk and Myron Gaines and Fresh and Fit. Even if you don't agree with all of them, the overall message is like, yo, you're being screwed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You deserve better. You know what I'm saying? So that's, I think they can kiss that game goodbye. Shooting Charlie Kirk ain't going to stop shit.
Nope. He's going to get better and he's going to be even more based.
And there will be many more after. What did Tupac say? He's like, I may not be able to change the world, but I will spark the match in the person that will.
I like that. Yeah. That's right. They know he's effective. They know, my God, these young people, look at all these young people who are listening to this message, and they're exporting, they're deporting all these, our voters, our constituents, they're deporting them, and they're filling the heads of young people with the truth. We gotta get rid of this guy. And yeah, every dangerous. Other guy, like you just said, Darren, who is sparking the M in man, because they've taken it away for so long. And I don't like Myron Gaines, but he's one of those, you know, you got to take him with a grain of salt. Andrew Tate, he, you know, he's
Myron Gaines, but and Andrew Tate are good for certain things.
For right? certain things.
If now, if you're talking about like yep. Jew hate and all that, they're extremely anti-Semitic, whatever. But as far as male centered content is concerned, and teaching men about masculinity, getting their money yep. up and tighten and stop being bitches, and how to deal with the opposite sex, then yes, they are good yes. for that.
Yes.
All right. So we just have a couple minutes left. I want to play this. This is apparently reportedly information coming in now. This is the guy that shot him.
It looks like the dude from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Are you serious?
Allegedly.
Not the dude from
Curb Your Enthusiasm. We don't know. We don't know, because information is coming fast and furious. This just happened within the past 30 minutes, and we're figuring it out as we go. But that's the information coming out. Just saw another post of somebody else saying that he was shot while talking about transgender shooters. So interesting.
Talk about that. He's still mm-hmm. alive, obviously, though, right?
This is really horrific. You can, so you were trying to slow that down. Here, let me see if I can pull this in. It does very much look like he was shot in the neck.
Yeah. Is that an old white liberal?
It is. He's a towel. He's a towel. A tired old white elitist liberal. He's a towel.
Talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'm going to try and pull this up, because this is, and you know, we're not like trying to, you know, glorify any of this or anything like that, but it is, you know, trying to find information in real time. And there's an image here that let me share this.
JD Vance tweeted about it out. Yeah.
I don't know if I can zoom in, but this right here is where his neck is. I'll drop this link in the chat so folks can see it for themselves. It's horrifying. Where'd Karen go? Am I still here? Are you still here?
Yeah, yeah,
there
still
she
here.
Is.
There she goes.
All right. Yeah. Oh, nope.
Oh, your audio is.
Just, you can sit there and look pretty, but we're not turning your sound on with that sound. That sounds crazy, but we do have to get out of here. It's the amount of time that we have for today's show. And wow, what a day. Prayers for Charlie Kirk. Director Kash Patel just posted about 7 minutes ago, we are closely monitoring reports of the tragic shooting involving Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Our thoughts are with Charlie, his loved ones, and everyone affected. Agents will be on scene quickly, and the FBI stands in full support of the ongoing response and investigation. They shot him in front of all of those kids, right? I mean, Charlie Kirk's audience is kids. It's college students. That's his primary audience. And this is a level of trauma that, to, you know, you were talking, Darren, about, you know, retribution. I don't ever call for violence, but the person who did this needs to be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. And in this situation, in any public assassination type of situation, I think that that should include the death penalty.
I look at it like this. At some point in time, like that, I mean, their mainstream media is pretty much dead, but at some point in time we all have to come to some conclusion. Like, okay, these type of people do this, these type of people do this. Forget the race thing, but don't throw the race element in it. None of that matters. We have types, okay? Race is the new race, okay? That's it. Okay. If he asked the guy, if the guy asked him a question about transgenderism and didn't like the answer and then decided that he was going to shoot the guy, at some, like, come on now. We got to start looking at, like, other countries eradicate problems like this fast. Third world countries do this better than we do. Like, why? What is going on? Somebody make that make sense to me. You got a government with a $4.2 trillion spending budget based on the backs of American working people. And you can't eradicate a problem? Make it make sense to me.
Yeah, this is crazy and it's heavy. And we'll be following this story as it develops.
I'll tell you one thing. He's gonna come back. If Charlie Kirk got
it. Oh yeah.
He's gonna come back meaner than ever. I'm telling you.
More powerful than ever.
Than ever.
Yeah. Karen, we'll give you one more try. Try unmuting and see if.
They're only doing this because they're afraid and they know that they've lost their voter base and that they're trying to make young people and college students scared to come to these events. It's a scare tactic and it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
With the Trump rallies, didn't they?
Yeah, and that never worked. And how did they let his old ass in the fucking event anyway?
He was up there searching for co-eds.
Because to deny him entry would be ageism. Better question is how to get a gun in there. Yeah, and with that, we're going to have to leave it. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Please hit the like button wherever you're watching us. And prayers up for Charlie Kirk and for anyone else impacted by this event.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time. Cheers.